This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, March 31st, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Trump tariffs on tap this week. Producer sector seeks a carve-out from tariffs, incentives for fruits and vegetables. Seed and grain dealer files for bankruptcy. Will reciprocal tariffs cover all or just dirty 15? Welcome to another tariff deadline this week in Washington. President Donald Trump says Wednesday is the big one. That's when he's expected to unveil his plan for reciprocal duties on U.S. trade partners that apply higher tariff rates than the U.S., although the messaging around the scope of the new duties has been mixed. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent suggested earlier this month that the initial tranche of reciprocal duties could focus on just 15 trade partners with which the U.S. has persistent trade deficits, so are called the Dirty 15. But Trump told reporters last week that this week's tariff announcement would in fact cover every country. Keep in mind, Trump also expected to say whether he will increase existing tariffs on Canada and Mexico. Also this week, the chairs of the House and the Senate Ag Committees will meet to discuss their plans for a budget reconciliation bill that Republicans are trying to craft. For more on that and the president's tariff plans, you can read our Washington Week Ahead at AgriPulse.com. Producer sector appeals for tariff carve-outs for seasonal imports. The International Fresh Produce Association is calling on the Trump administration to exempt seasonal imports from upcoming tariffs to avert price hikes on consumers. IFPA CEO Kathy Burns has written to senior administration officials to stress that some products cannot be grown in the U.S. In those instances, tariffs would add costs to consumers without protecting U.S. jobs. Other produce can only be grown in the U.S. during specific times, Burns says. U.S. growers and suppliers rely on imports to supplement domestic production and meet year-round demand for fruits and vegetables, Burns wrote to Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick, Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins, and U.S. Trade Representative Jameson Greer. Fresh Produce Group sends recommendations to MAHA panel. The International Fresh Produce Association is recommending the Make America Healthy Commission reform federal nutrition programs to promote more fruits and vegetable consumption. The group also suggests including produce prescriptions as covered benefits under federal health care programs. In a letter, the organization details seven recommendations to increase food and vegetable consumption in line with the administration's goal of addressing diet-related diseases. Rollins, HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and FDA Commissioner Martin McCary all sit on the commission. One of the suggested policies would financially incentivize produce through a federal tax credit for fruits and vegetables that meet dietary guideline recommendations. Additionally, IFPA suggests making produce an authorized expense under health savings and flexible savings accounts. IFPA also publishing a greater nutrition labeling, expanding produce purchases through the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, and analyzing purchases through federal feeding programs to ensure it aligns with healthy eating goals. In the meantime, Kennedy is encouraging state leaders to request SNAP waivers to limit soda purchases. On Friday, West Virginia's governor said he planned to request this waiver and explore additional work requirements for SNAP participants. The governor also recently signed a bill banning certain food chemicals. Kennedy celebrated the state's MAHA moves and said the Trump administration would grant the waivers. Now take note, the authority to grant the waivers lies with USDA. Rollins said she looks forward to receiving the request and will ensure the state has the, quote, technical assistance and expertise to move forward. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top-quality legal services that achieve cost-effective results. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. AFGE vows to fight executive order eliminating bargaining rights. A major federal employee union is vowing to fight an effort by President Trump to strip its members of bargaining rights. An executive order issued last week targets over 1 million federal workers, the American Federation of Government Employees said, among them employees at the Bureau of Land Management, Food and Drug Administration, Food Safety and Inspection Service, and Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service. The executive order cites national security requirements and considerations in explaining why employees at those agencies should not have bargaining rights. AFGE President Everett Kelly says the union is preparing, quote, immediate legal action and will fight relentlessly to protect our rights, our members, and all working Americans from these unprecedented attacks. AFGE notes that federal unions cannot bargain over wages, but are limited to negotiating employment conditions. Wages, benefits, and job classifications are set by law. Seed grain dealer files for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Benson Hill Holdings, a Missouri-based seed and grain dealer, restructuring after filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. The Soy Innovation Company said a Delaware bankruptcy judge's order has given Benson Hill access to $11 million in financing from existing lenders, including Expedition Ag Holdings, S2G Investments, Steve Kahn, and Pro Ag Invest. An additional $3 million will be available immediately to support payroll, vendor payments, and other critical operating expenses, the company says. A spokesperson says farmers should expect business as usual operations for the 2025 planting season. Interim CEO Daniel Cosgrove cites, quote, significant market headwinds in the food, aquaculture, and specialty oil markets as reasons for the decision to seek restructuring, according to court documents. Meanwhile, the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship says producers who haven't been paid for grain sold to Benson Hill can apply to the state's Grain Depositors and Sellers Indemnity Fund. The fund will pay up to 90% of losses, up to a maximum of $300,000. Here's today's final word. Following their D.C. fly-in, leaders for the American Coalition for Ethanol feel optimistic lawmakers are willing to fight for the 45Z tax credit in upcoming reconciliation talks. In terms of reconciliation, there's strong support from Republicans and Democrats on both sides of the Hill for 45Z, said Brian Jennings, CEO of ACE. What we gathered from members is some of them are willing to go to the mat to fight for it. Well, that's Daybreak for this Monday, March 31st, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.